The Coast Coast 186.3 Triple M. It's Moffy with you this morning. It tops around 20 degrees, sitting on about 15 at the moment. Our local member for Coffs Harbour, Gamish Singh, joins us. Morning, mate.
Good morning, Moffy.
So, good news. Our figures are slowly creeping up there, and we're now sitting at 67%.
Yeah, look, about 4.5% to 5% increase on last week's figures. So, you know, we expect to get to be over 70 probably about today, and then hopefully by mid-next week we'll be around the 75% first dose, which is really encouraging. And I expect that by the end of the month we'll be nearing the 80 to 90% mark, and I think we'll end up somewhere around 95% vaccinated. I think that's a great result, and I think everyone in Coffs Harbour should be really proud of themselves.
The quicker we can get those first doses figures up, the quicker we get the second dose ones obviously up, which is what the key is to get to that sort of 70 and 80% mark. Some good news as well yesterday from this Saturday, the vaccination clinic at the hospital is relocating to CEX in town, a bigger area, so they'll be able to get more people in.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, obviously a bit more parking and it's got more undercover areas and obviously just a much larger venue. I know a local health district explored quite a number of different venues, but the CEX is great. It's central, it's in town, plenty of parking, and yeah, it's just a really good venue for this.
And because anyone who obviously already has an appointment booked for Saturday and onwards, they now just go to the CEX for that appointment. And the good news too is that we'll start to see the increase in supplies. I know when I spoke to the Public Health Network in the last couple of days, the supplies really will start to increase with Pfizer as well, but they've got Pfizer and AstraZeneca there.
They will, and it's really encouraging to see that increase in supply. Look, we've had a lot of AstraZeneca for a few months now. There's a lot of people that have been scared off it by, you know, various reports in the media, but it's a perfectly safe and effective vaccine for the vast majority of people. A lot more supply of Pfizer coming online very shortly, and of course we'll have Moderna starting up very shortly as well. I think that's towards the end of this month that we'll start to see it roll out in Coffs Harbour. I know that there's other pharmacies to the north and to the south of us that'll start 1 week ahead of us, but we're looking to bring that forward as well if we can.
Now, like areas around Kempsey and that kind of thing, we do in our Coffs LGA have quite a high Indigenous population too, and some good news that was made to alert to us yesterday is the Gallimbilla Administration Building, which is just there in Boambi Street off Harbour Drive. They're going to be repurposing that building basically from Saturday for the next 6 weeks to be a vaccination hub for our Indigenous community. Saturday, in fact, is going to be, they're calling it the Super Saturday Vaccination Day to try and get the mob protected.
Yeah, and look, they've done a great job so far getting jabs in arms. And yeah, it's really important that we get certainly our most vulnerable people protected from this virus. You know, it's not a matter of if it comes to this area, it's a matter of when. And we expect that once regional travel opens up in the next, let's say, 6 to 8 weeks, something like that, then we'll start to see more cases in this area. And by that stage, we should be well above the 70% double dose in this area.
Well, and that's the thing. We're about, I think from my numbers, 1,600 or so away from getting to the 70% first doses. The aim of Gallimbilla is to vaccinate up to 750 people and then follow up with that second dose to be completed by the 9th of October. There alone is a huge chunk of those numbers of our community.
Look, Monfi, I had a look at the numbers yesterday. I love my stats. Up until last week, Coffs Harbour LGA was vaccinating 814 people a day, If we look at it from a seven-day average. When we look at the extra doses of Pfizer that are coming into the GP network and we look at the extra doses that are coming into our pharmacy network through Moderna, I think those numbers will skyrocket, and pretty soon there'll be so many vaccines available that getting an appointment won't be an issue.
The important thing too for people is to ring around to get those appointments, because I know people have been able to get in, you know, within days of when they make the appointment.
Yeah, they have. And look, I know people are being funneled through to the online booking system, but that online booking system, it's not ideal. Probably the best way is to go through and call through. But look, please be patient as well. I understand that there are some GP clinics that have had, you know, tens of thousands of calls a week, and people are putting some pressure on the front desk staff, and that's not ideal either. So just be courteous and patient. Pretty soon we'll start to see a whole lot more availability, and we should start to see that availability come online as well.
Yeah, exactly. Gamish, thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Thanks, Moffy.
Gamesh Singh, the state member for Coffs Harbour, with the latest on the vaccination program. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M.